Demon. Oh, demon. Come out and play. Wow. You are a strong one. Look at all those muscles. I'm sorry. They're just so awfully distracting that I can't help myself. Oh, we haven't met yet, but my name's Quinn. I'm a succubus, and I run this little spot here in hell. Oh, well, yes, we are in hell, but this nightclub is called hell. You're in my realm now, baby. Does it make you nervous? It doesn't. Well, I can see why one such as you wouldn't be very scared. You're very strong looking. They did tell me they were sending a strong one, and you certainly fit the bill. Just what I was looking for. I mean, what? Yes. I do like looking at people who are physically strong like you are. Oh, absolutely. Because I know that, well, even with all those muscles, I have something far more powerful. Oh, you disagree with me? Oh, so you think that just because you're all strong like that, that you are stronger than me. Now what I think we have here is a classic battle of brawn versus brains. I guess we'll see who wins out in the end. I always tend to win my battles because I have something that even the strong of body can't resist. I have special powers of persuasion. Of getting inside your head until you are completely under my spell. You see all these humans dancing around? They don't have free will. They don't need it. They get the bliss of being completely helpless to my whims. All I need to do is give them a well-placed glance or a wave of my hand and they do my bidding. It's quite handy when you're running a nightclub. Keeps the place going. Keeps everyone happy. I mean, look at all those go-go dancer cages over there. Every single one of those humans was once just a helpless, confused being who thought they needed free will to survive, and well, I showed them otherwise. And they never leave. They don't want to. And that's the thing. I play with their wants, their needs, their desires. I know what they want. Because deep down inside, even with all that brawn, they realize that life is just not worthwhile if not being lived for the whims of others. Their need is to be controlled. Now, don't tell me that that doesn't even slightly interest you. I can see the subtle movements on your face. I can read your expressions like a book. So there's no point playing coy with me, sweetie. No point at all. You know, I do adore the strong ones. Whenever I'm sent a demon to challenge, I always ask for someone physically strong like yourself. Do you know why? Well, it's because I love watching you break down. I love knowing that you are so physically capable of so many things, and yet, mentally, I have you locked in a cage in the back of your head. I have you so helplessly controlled, collared to my whims, that you just lose yourself. And then I can take advantage of that strength in your body and use it to trap your mind. You don't believe me? Well, I have ways of making you believe me. That's for sure. It's very simple after all. And the only thing I need to make my powers of persuasion work is my voice. Already you're listening to me, so I'm already doing something right, considering you haven't run yet. Maybe it's because you don't see me as a threat. Well, you soon might. Soon I'll have you kneeling, begging, and whimpering under my command. And there's nothing at all that you can do about that. But you won't want to do anything after all. You'll be all mine. So, let's have a classic test, shall we? You can resist me as hard as you can. But at the end of the day, I know I will make you fall down. They all succumb to me eventually. They all realize that their heavy, sleepy minds are just too frail to keep up with me. See, I give them a series of breadcrumbs, little ideas that I drop along the way. Things about listening to my voice, finding it so very soothing and relaxing. Noticing how every time I whisper in your ear like this, you just get a tingle of anticipation, knowing exactly what's about to happen to your mind. But right now, you're just there. Now, I love the idea of a good power exchange, don't you? Well, when I say power exchange, I mean transferring power from your body into my hand. It's very simple. All we have to do is get you to focus on your body right now. And as you focus on the different areas of your body, you might start to notice tension in it. The tension that comes with resistance, the tension that comes with being alert and focused. You probably already know of this tension very well, considering how well-built you are. But I digress. We take the power that you have in your body, the tension that you have in your body, and we transfer it into my clutches. Oh, and you can try to resist my advances. You can try to resist all the tension leaving your body. But the harder you try, the longer you hold on for, the more you realize that resisting is futile. You see, the thing about resistance is the longer you try to resist, the harder you try to resist, the more you start to fail. And that's okay. Here, why don't I make it nice and easy for you? I want you to hold your hands into two fists. There you go. You don't have to make them tight fists. You don't have to hurt yourself or anything, but just make two fists like that. There you go. So that is all the tension in your body in those fists right now. Now you have all that tension there. All you have to do is not let go. You can get through this without letting go, can't you? Good. And see, that's so much easier for you. All the tension in your body just drains away from everywhere else, letting everywhere else relax except for your hands that stay tight, rigid, filled with all that tension, all that resistance, all that energy to resist me that you have. And everything else just relaxes. Everything else goes nice and loose and limp. That's right, see? That is so much easier, isn't it? Yeah. And all you now have to do is focus on those fists. Focus on keeping the tension in those fists. Although, I do also know how very taxing it is to whole tension in your body when all you want to do is relax. All you want to do is let go. And you see, my voice has this magical quality to it, where it sneaks inside your head and trickles through your bloodstream. The magic seeping into your mind, going through your bloodstream and circling around your body, touching every single muscle, bone, and fiber, completely stripping you of all that tension. And as it comes up to your hands, it just breaks away a little bit every single time. It's like my voice is a drug drifting through your system, especially when I use my hypnotic powers like this. You find yourself almost trapped by it, ensnared by it. But at the same time, I can sense your curiosity about how hypnotized you'll end up in the end. I can sense the deep-rooted curiosity of what will happen if you were to let go. Well, I can tell you for sure it would feel so very good. So don't let go just yet. Let the tension build even more. You see, the more tension that builds into your hands, the better it's going to be when you finally let go, finally relax. All that tension building and mounting in those hands, getting more and more powerful. You see, you being such a powerful being is almost like a double-edged sword here. You see, all the tension that you had in your body drifts into your hands, but makes your hands tense and tight. And yet part of you is curious how good it would feel to give in, to let those hands relax and let yourself sink into my power. But yet, you being a proud sword, you don't want to give in this quickly, okay? So keep the tension there. As your body continues to relax and those hands continue to build with tension, tension that drags up from every other crevice and corner of your body and just cascades into your hands. Your hands holding on for dear life. Your hands holding on so tightly, filling with tension. But yet, the rest of you is relaxed. The rest of you can listen to my words and maybe even start to notice my words creeping down your body. As you focus on your hands and just allow them to get more tension building and building and building and building. That's right, building and building and building. But of course, the rest of you is already here in that place where you're so relaxed. It's almost like you have this dichotomy inside of you. Part of you is already deeply hypnotized by me. Part of you is already deeply hypnotized, and the rest of you is just holding tension in your hands. Oh no. What a dilemma. And I wonder how it feels to be in two places at once. Both so relaxed and comfy and filled with tension, building and building and building with every second. But what I do know is the rest of you that's so relaxed, so comfortable like this, can just feel my voice trickling down your body. Like my words of hands that just gently caress your skin, reminding you that you will soon fall under my power. My words form magical entities that just caress your body, just like that. Every gentle touch making you feel weak. But it's not the bad kind of weak. It's like when you're weak in the knees and you just buckle under the pressure of something. But yet, as you melt into it, it feels good. And that's exactly how you feel right now. The tension in your hands building and building, and you just want to let go, but you can't yet. What's stopping you? All right, it's me. And as you start to realize that actually you can't let your hands go, they just remain there tightly bound, waiting to be told what to do. You start to realize how good it feels to be waiting to be told what to do. Your mind starts to reel in those feelings. And of course, it's so very fun watching you, a big, strong, powerful demon, fall under my control like this. And you're not all the way there yet. I know you aren't, because I'm not letting you. The rest of your body feels so good, so helpless and weak, as the hands of my words caress away all the tension, as they just give you this wonderful massage, massaging out all the tension, but stealing all your strength. All your strength dissipating and disappearing and coming into my control. And your hands are the last remnants of all your strength. And the second you let those hands go, on my command, you'll feel this relaxing wave drift through you, sapping your energy piece by piece by piece as you let go. Now, let your hands go. Let the energy go, let your body go, let everything go. Just sink down. Down into my control. Down into my power. Down into relaxing helplessness. My words caressing your body, massaging you. But then you start to notice the hands are pulling something away from you. It's all of your energy. They're just coming into every limb, every pore, every fiber, and just pulling out all of your energy and leaving you feeling weak and helpless. Weak and helpless. As you start to try and move your body, but you start to realize that your movements are also slow and sluggish. And they just get smaller and smaller until all of a sudden it's just too hard to move anything. Your body suddenly becomes so heavy to move. Everything feels bogged down, weighed down. It's almost as if every part of your body was being covered with weights, pulling you down, dragging you down. And the only time you find it easy to move is when I tell you to do something. Because until you're told to do something, you don't need to do anything. But just be here, weighed by the shackles of my words, pulling you down, weighing you down. And your body feels so heavy, so helpless and weak, so drained of all of your energy. And my words cascade and spiral around you, binding you to my whims, binding you to my control, and taking away every ounce of strength you had until I tell you to. So until I tell you to do something, you just wait. And after all of that, here we are. Me taking all the control away from you, and you helpless to resist, your body weighed down by my words. My words alone hold such power over your mind like this. Each one of them is weighted so heavily, so heavily, filled and laced with my magic. You just feel the red energy swirling and spiraling around you, making you so very weak. Weak to the point that the word weak even just drains you further. Weak. Drains you further. Weak. Drains you further. But it feels good to be this helpless. It feels nice to be this submissive and controlled, weighed down by me and my words. And here, demon, this is how I take a strong being such as yourself and make you helpless and weak to my advances. Just like that. It didn't take much at all. In fact, you're already reeling from my spells, my hypnotic persuasion, completely rendering you docile and helpless. This is my forte, after all, taking strong creatures such as yourself and breaking you down. Down until all that's left is my power. My power. My control. And you start to see a mantra in the back of your mind. Heavy and weak. Heavy and weak. The feelings that you feel right now in your body make your body feel so heavy and weak. Say it. Heavy and weak. Heavy and weak, heavy and weak. And the more you say it, the more you're reminded that this is your reality right now, that this is your truth and this is how you feel. It reinforces all the things I've done to you. It reinforces all the things that have happened so far. And it makes you feel so good. Because along with doubling those heavy and weak feelings, it also sends a wave of submissive bliss cascading through your body, starting at your mind and trickling down your spine, branching out and reaching out to every single part of you. Heavy and weak. Heavy and weak, but even your words, heavy and weak, start to get slower. Heavy and weak, even your words start to slow as your mind reels. You see, I'm getting inside your head. I'm tinkering with your mind. And I'm taking what I want. Because I can. Heavy and weak. Heavy and weak. And as the words slow down, they just also get heavy and weak until your mouth can't even move because it's too much effort to move anything, including your mouth, including your mind. Every part of you is just so heavy and weak, completely drained by me. Oh, look at you, struggling to even speak. And eventually the words just give up. No. Oh, sweetie, shh, that's enough. That's enough now, sweetie. You can stop. I'll save you the energy. Because in a moment, the last of that energy is going to be gone anyway. So let me save you the trouble. And you just feel so good. So good, filled with obedience and submission. Knowing that I could do whatever I want to you. And that's right. And in fact, because I loved our little game, demon, I'm gonna give you a very special trigger. A trigger to play with next time I see you. In fact, the next time I see you and I say the words heavy and weak and snap my fingers like so, your mind will just say the words heavy and weak and your body will just drain of all its energy just like this. Your mind will drain of all thoughts. And all that will be left is the mantra, heavy and weak, which is what you will become. Your body will just relax completely and thoroughly and you'll just melt away. Melt away into my control. And when I give you command in this heavy and weak state, well, you'll follow it, of course. But until then, you'll stay just comfortable, relaxed, heavy and weak, unable to move, unable to think, unable to do anything at all, except what I tell you to. Do you understand? Nod your head for me. Feel your head nodding out of your own control. Because you don't have control of your head anymore, keep nodding. Keep nodding. Keep nodding. And stop. That's enough now. Good. And every time I say those words, heavy and weak, and snap my fingers, that bring you back into this place, it'll just get stronger and stronger every single time. The pull that I have over your mind will get stronger. The tug of my words will just drag you even deeper. And your body will feel even more weak, even more drained of all energy, of all thought, of everything, ready to do my bidding. And of course, you'll come back out of it when I say the words, energy, return, and snap my fingers. Do you understand? Nod your head. Keep nodding. Keep nodding, out of your control, helpless and obedient, and stop. That's right. You're doing so wonderfully well, obeying my words like that. Knowing that when I say the words heavy and weak and snap my fingers, you'll be back into this place until I say energy, return. And in fact, I'm feeling kind, so you know what, demon? Energy, return. And as I say those words, you can feel the energy flooding through your body, drifting through your body, undoing all of my spell until all of a sudden you're back to yourself right now. Look. As you start to move, you might feel a little bit different. Do you feel different, demon? Good. I'm glad to hear that. And I love making strong people like yourself weak. So I'm glad you and I could have this little chat. But I'm sure this is not the last I'll be seeing of you, my friend. Oh no. I have a feeling you're going to be back here, in hell, to see me sometime soon. But until then, well, whenever you're around, don't hesitate to pull up a stool at my bar. I have plenty of other things to show you.